That's one thing I love more than getting my pitch over the plate. And that is getting over this plate in Casa Olé. It's like a fiesta in Casa Olé. Casa Olé, fresh today, every day. Get a free child play, put your sticker stuff from any Astros game. Casa Olé, fresh today, olé.
Well, you are listening to Lima Time Time, returning for its ninth season. In no way is that depressing. How are we still doing this? Why are we still doing this? What even is this? A baseball podcast, an Astros baseball podcast. A podcast that isn't really a podcast. It barely gets released. You're hearing my voice, so you're already know what time it is. It's rumpus time. James is still dealing with a lot of stuff on his plate. So I'm at the helm. At the helm, is that right? I'm in the hell is what I would say. It would be the phrase that I would use. I'm in the hell. But yeah, I'm in charge. So yeah, big time substitute teacher energy since James is out. So yeah, I'm the bad kid, and I'm gonna terrorize a substitute, and I'm going to lie to her and trick her. And obviously it's a woman because it's a teacher. It's going to be a lady for sure. That's a girl job. So I'm sure I've upset people with that already. What else we got? Oh yeah, I've since James is taking care of some other stuff, I have decided to move this podcast into just pure corporate sponsorships and partnerships. So this episode is brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online, and that's the Wiccan School of Business. So are you a witch looking to monetize your crystal business? Do you do tarot readings, tarot card readings online, and you're looking a way to really streamline that monetization? Are you a bog witch that is really trying to figure out how to get internet out to your swamp, but right now you are stealing it from, well, it's not really stealing it from a cafe, but you're not definitely not paying for any kind of coffee or drink or food. You're just, yeah, you're a bog witch, obviously. You don't know, you don't have any contact. Or are you, is your name Moon Goddess Timothy, and you're a sassy new witch learning crystals and just kind of trying to become the entrepreneur that the University of Phoenix Online Wiccan School of Business likes to promote? So, yeah, I'd like to do a testimonial here, and they paid a lot of money, so that's why they get this long spot on an Astros baseball podcast. Anyway. So, Moon Goddess Timothy, would you like to give a quick testimonial? Well, yeah, y'all don't have to. You don't have to say that whole name. You can call me Sweet Tea if you. Sweet Tea works for sure. But yes, I did attend the University of Phoenix online Wiccan School of Business, and I will say that it did give me some tools to make my crystal hobby and my amateur witchcraft practice into a real business with revenue and money and all that stuff. But I will also say that it has also brought me on the precipice of both a personal and financial catastrophe, and also on the precipice of being unhoused. So that being said, I've got crystals if you like them. If you try to escape from a snake, I got serpentine. I think that's what that's for. I can never remember if it's from the snake or if it's from the serpent or if it's from just the pattern that you run if a gator's chasing you. Something my granny used to say. Say, if you're an alligator's chasing you, better run a serpentine pattern. And I'd say, Granny, I'm gay. I can't run good. And she'd say, well, then you're going to get your ass eaten. And then she'd say the F slur right there. And I can't. That's Granny. That's what she would have said. So, I mean, I'm just relaying the truth. but I never got eaten, so suck on that, Granny. So yeah, serpentine. I got this thing, this crystal. It's new. I'm not really familiar with it. It's called Moon's Gold. Not sure what kind of healing properties it has, but it's shimmery, so it's effervescent. So that's something that me personally that I like. And then yeah, there's the gayest crystal prop possible. That's ro rose quartz, because you say quartz, rose quartz, and that helps with if your anxiety levels are high, or if you have incessant torturous thoughts of a homosexual act, which I, Lord knows, I do. So actually, it truly doesn't help with that. It actually makes them worse, and it feels good on your nipples. So please buy my gay crystals, because I'm gonna be homeless, and I'm please. All right, thank you, Moon Goddess Timothy, Sweet Tea, for that terrible testimony, or whatever the hell that was. But yeah, shout out to University of Phoenix Online, Wiccan School of Business. So yeah, for this episode, I brought in a guest host, a comic friend of mine, a peer in the sports radio business, and yeah, we had a it was rumpus time, and we did manage to talk a little bit of baseball peppered in between talks of, you know, we had to talk about the pedophilia, we had to talk about Diddy, we had to talk about this sad passing of OJ, which very broke a story on the show. So yeah, here's that part, and I just want to do a little intro, and I'd bring get the sponsors in. So yeah, it's our ninth season. Pretty pumped on that, and hopefully things clear up for James so he can come back to the fold, because I know, Lord knows, I know you're all tired of whatever it is that I'm doing, which is the bare minimum, which is nothing, unless you're talking about a podcast with a W character or somebody else. I haven't introduced my African guy yet, where he's always just talking about that it is illegal to do anything gay. It's illegal to be gay. And that's pretty much what his whole thing. I would put you in, I would set a tire aflame and throw it down a hill, because it is illegal to be do anything gay. If you are a man, never show your nippers. If you are a man, never show your nippers. So that's my African guy, probably pretty racist. And then I have another very racist, at least they didn't name, Japanese guy. His name's Kamikaze Yamamoto, and he's just, oh, I crushed my car. That's just, I'm not even gonna do that. That's not true. And actually, I looked up the statistics. You know who crashes their car way more? Black teenage girls. So there you go. So why don't you stop the stereotypes? Stop Asian hate. I apologize for starting to do that accent and saying crash my car. I do apologize for that. That was racist, and I do know that. But it's not coming from a place of hate. It's coming from a place of rough. Yeah. Yeah, cancel me. I'm bad. I am bad. So here's Barry Laminack. And we're gonna talk some Astros baseball and why everybody should just chill the fuck out. It's gonna be fine. Just chill, calm. Cool your jets, Kemosabe. Is that also racist? Yeah, it is. All right. Is that Japanese or is that Indian? Should I not? I'm gonna get out of this while I can. I mean, you pan over to me and I'm just in full savage face. All right, yeah, this is already so racist. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But here's Barry Laminack. I'm sure he great. He this is great. Follow him. Go check him out, Barry Laminack. Yeah, I'm sure he loves hearing this. Go right into to that. All right. We love all people. We are the people. We the people. What the problem is? All right. Okay, I am out. All right. Enjoy, and we're good. It's good to be back. I gotta, what if I had to get the whole space? Hold on, let me get in a perfect space for the show. I haven't decided yet if this is gonna be the beginning of the show or if I'm gonna incessantly rant for a little bit and then feed into this. So I'm just gonna start talking. So, I guess that doesn't help me with the intro. Never mind. I'm bad at this. The show is canceled. The podcast is done.
I like your spot though. That's a nice place you're at. Is that?
Oh, you mean P. Diddy's pool house?
Is it? I was gonna say, is that? Yeah, is that in the Cayman Islands? Where is that at? That's a
It's
fancy
actually on. He bought
Diddy's.
Epstein. It's Epstein Island. He bought Epstein Island. So
You've been there since you were 10.
VIP. Yeah, VIP. Yeah, I have been here for a while, and that's this. We're not
It's
going to talk about how
unfortunate.
it's a vicious cycle. Well, as you know, it's Lima time. We always like the cold open with pedophilia, and
That's
P. Diddy.
on me. I got to be a
No,
better guest.
for one, no. This is good. This is perfect. For once, it's you. Yeah, usually I say the worst possible. I open with Hitler and 9/11, and then
Oh.
they're like, this is baseball. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
James is he's still got a lot on his plate, and he's not able to co-host with me for the first couple of weeks of this year. So I did something a little bit. I got somebody actually better. Yeah, I honestly fuck James, truth be told.
He's dead. He died,
Yeah,
actually. We
he
didn't want
did.
to
He's
tell you
got.
guys he was on Diddy Island,
Yeah,
and turns
he got
out
he, gay AIDS. He died from gay
he
AIDS.
was the leak. He was the snitch, and they found out. And so, yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
That's a whole nother can of worms. So he's not here, but I got a guest co-host. And honestly, this is your you haven't been on the show. This is the debut. Which is a travesty in and of itself. But I'm joined by stand-up comedian, sports talk radio host, TV host. We're talking media mogul. He's a streamer, but most importantly, he's my friend, Barry
Yes.
Laminack.
Hey, what's up,
Welcome
buddy?
to Lima time. It's been a long time coming, dude.
It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, the this is a prestigious place to be, and I appreciate you inviting me to be on this show.
I'm
This is
glad
a
that you said yes.
well-regarded, yeah, it's a well-regarded
Well,
podcast, and
well.
you know,
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. If somebody's like, "Oh, I like your podcast," I'm like, red flag.
you're like,
Like,
okay.
oh well. I was like, well, I know you're no, I'm glad to have you. Turn it down. No, I was telling you, and that's not true at all, actually. That's a mean thing to say, and it's not what I meant to say. What I told you when I asked you to do it, I was like, you are actually the only person that I would consider qualified
No.
to actually be a to co-host. That
Oh.
could, you know what I mean? Because we both are kind of like, in the sports talk realm and the
Yeah.
comedy. It's just kind of like nobody else can have fun and talk sports.
Yeah.
Basically, we're the best and everybody else is terrible.
That's you know what? I'm glad you said it. It's one of those things where I have been wanting to say it for a long time and I really didn't know the words. And it's that's the words. We're the best and everybody's terrible. And I was gonna have
That's
a
actually
shirt made.
facts.
I was gonna have a shirt made, and I really was like, what do you put on it? And now I know. Let me hold on.
It just gets smaller and smaller, and just maybe it's
Yeah,
one of those ones where
it's
you
like
like
a
it's in the mirror, right? Like those re what was that? Was it Jabot that had this is
yeah.
old school that had the you had they were like flipped and you had to look them in the mirror or something? I don't
Yeah, well, I was thinking more like the beginning of Star Wars, a long time ago in a
True.
galaxy. Yeah, it just kind of starts to fade. Yeah,
Yeah,
we're gonna have them printed on extra large tall t-shirts. That
yeah,
way we have
yeah.
more room for the
Bring back the
entire
white, the
print.
what, the
Yeah.
three, the 3-pack white tee that just goes down. It's also could be a
That's
dress
it.
if you're going to the pool, but
Yes.
or yeah, we're not, yeah, we don't, we're not getting into gender here. We're gonna stick with the pedophilia. The t-shirt idea. What I had a point. Oh yeah, I was just gonna spin out about how Star Wars is in the. A past? What are they? I mean, what are they trying? What are they crazy over there at Star Wars? Just trying to trick us with that? The past?
What?
Spaceships in the past? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's yes, how? That's like having flying cars in the past. Don't they have
Yeah, I mean,
cartoons? Don't they have cartoons that do that?
yeah, I'm sure somebody's sitting here like, well, actually,
Yes.
time in a space continuum. If you fold it, it's just Matthew McConaughey's like poking books out of a shelf or something, bothering
Well,
somebody. It's like this place is haunted.
You know you're in trouble as soon as they hit you with the well, actually. Y'all, oh, Jesus, really? Okay. Hey, by the way, any ground rules? Am I allowed to curse? I don't know what the ground rules are. I don't want to disrespect the audience.
No, please. No, please. Actually, yeah, extra cursing.
Okay. I just want to make sure I don't want to accidentally slip, you know, if we got kids listening or.
Oh, they might be listening. And hey, yeah.
You're going to learn something today, kids. You're going to learn something today.
No, they know that. Well, like the parents should know that if they, once they hear that James is not here, then they know it's rumpus time. And probably you're probably not going to get a lot of good baseball talk, and you're probably not going to, you probably are going to get some. I might work a little blue on the podcast. So yeah, please let it fly.
Okay, good.
Limited slurs, not, there's certain slurs we will not use, but some you can use. So just use your own discretion.
Fantastic. Yeah, I prefer, you know, a lot of slurs about white people. That's usually my lane. So that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, we hate it. Yeah, we hate white people here. Mm-hmm. We hate everybody equally. That's how we're.
Okay.
You know who I really hate right now? The Houston Astros.
Oh, boy. Tell me about it.
Have you even tuned in? Because it takes me a while. I got to ease into the season. I know all the baseball nerds are like, they've already broken down what was wrong and what needs to change. But I gotta ease into the season. I gotta get in the mindset. I don't know. It takes a minute.
It's funny. I tune in and I watch, but it's not like, and I'll tell you as an aside, I'll answer the question, but get ready, because if this continues for another, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe into the All-Star break, it's gonna be a ghost town on Astros Twitter. Get ready. All I'm going to say is this. I hope that the hospitals around Harris County are on alert and that they're fully staffed.
I'll put them on alert.
Because there's going to be a rash of sprained ankles from people jumping off of this bandwagon if these guys are still sputtering come All-Star break. The amount of people, you're not even going to be able to find somebody tweeting about the Astros come All-Star break if they're under 500. It's just going to be amazing. But to answer your question, I still watch, but I'm not like super invested. Dude, it's not even tax day yet. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's the correct take. And that is the correct take.
I put it on. It's on in the background. I'm paying attention, but I'm not. I'm doing other stuff.
Technically spring training. Obviously it's me, so I don't have any stats or anything to back this up. I could have done the minimal amount of research, but that'd be too much. I don't remember the last good April an Astros team had. And I'm talking I think they're playing better than the 2019 team, which is the best team of all time in Astros history. So that's one thing I'd like to throw out there, or at least they were at one point, maybe not after Kansas City, but so, I mean, they never have a good April, so that's not indicative of what they're going to be. But that being said, it does not look too good.
Well, I mean, look, one of the things to consider is you've got an entire – you probably have a potential World Series rotation on the IL right now. You've got Verlander. Yeah, you've got McCullers. You've got Fromber. You've got Garcia and Urquidy. That was the thing – that you knew going into this season before a first pitch was ever thrown outside of Fromber, who was your opening day starter, and he shouldn't have been. It should have been Verlander, but you knew Verlander was going to be out for a bit. You knew McCullers was going to be gone for a while. Once Urquidy went down, I mean, yeah, McCullers is, by the way, if you didn't know this, actually McCullers is German for injured. If you didn't know, that's,
I just learned that on my
Rosetta Stone lessons. I'm learning.
My Hitler fucking translation. He told me, that's true. Shout out to McCullers, friend of the program. Cool dude. We love the guy. Wish him the best. But what the shit is going? Pitch a game, you goddamn idiot.
Bro, I was looking at his starts per season and stuff like that, and it's kind of deceptive because you go back and look and you're like, oh, 22, 14, 22, 28. Then he'll like miss a whole year. And then it's like, oh.
And then he has a phantom injury that puts him up another year that where it's like, he just doesn't show back up. Like, he's like, oh, I should be good by like the playoffs this year. Well,
what's funny is like
he must have injured it again though, didn't he? And he didn't tell anybody.
The crazy thing is like the injuries and the way that he'll pitch is like the 20 the He'll have 22 starts and 22 starts or something like that. But the space in between them will be a half a year and a half a year. So he'll miss. It feels like he's out forever in between those times that he gets the start. So it's just, it always feels like he's not there.
And no, it feels like that because he is not.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. The McCullers stuff is the first time that I saw a real nasty side to this fan base. Mm-hmm. It was when the injury stuff started happening, and just reading the comments of people just forgetting all the shit that he was talking, forgetting the 20 whatever curve balls in a row in 2017.
Yeah, like, McCullers,
he's the man. And that's without question. He is the man, and we love him, and he wants to be pitching. It's not like he's trying to not pitch, but people were just spitting pretty much Astros Twitter approach, which is just the dumbest possible take imaginable, but adding a confidence and an arrogance on top of that is just insane. So I'm glad you took a dig at Astros Twitter, because I mean, I'm gonna say it, those retards. Everybody, is everybody upset? Is everybody mad at me for saying? I am gonna say it, because that's what, in this instance, that is what they are. There is a small cabal of people, Astros Twitter people, that have been around since I was messing around on there, that know what they're doing, know what they're talking about, they have tact, and they have class, and they rule. So there
introduce me to them, because I've yet to.
There's a handful of them. Yeah, it's a handful of them. And they might have all gone dark since the new regime came in. It was like a new sheik or the new prince got the powers and is running rampant. It's one of the Husseins has now got the kingdom, and it is not going great. People getting thrown off buildings and hung from cranes. That's pretty much what's happening on there. Hung from gym cranes. That's a little baseball pun for everybody.
Watch out now. Let's go. I wish I had an air horn, DJ horn. The Astros Twitter thing is, I could.
I've been very vocal against them for a long time. And they're like, why are you going to talk shit about the people that should be listening and your fan base? I'm like, shut up. Almost set up a slur right there. They just are the worst, and they got radicalized even further with the whole cheating thing, and they're just they are the Taliban, if we're really being honest. That's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, they're like, they're the ISIS of sports Twitter. They really are. Yeah, they're. I'm with you on that. They drive any chance I get to take a dig at them, I will take it.
Yes, I love that you're on the same page with that. Yeah,
it's a ridiculous thing to even imagine, and then to see them go after other people, and
we're a bad fan base, and it pains me to say it, but we're embarrassing. And I will put some blame on Manfred and MLB for some of that. Mm-hmm. But you got to be culpable, and you got to. I mean, just. These guys are out there just talking so much shit and just being annoying and embarrassing. And frankly, I'm not here for it, because it would have been fun to embrace being the heel.
Yes.
And like, we could have been a cool fan base that just, we could have been cool, but instead, no, we got.
Yeah, there's a way to embrace it.
We're Justin Bieber with a cheetah Lamborghini, and it's just, it is what it is. And we're drinking and driving. Doing a little drinking and driving.
That's a great analogy, because there's a way to go about it, right? There's a way to be the heel and be the bad guys. And I just think the fan base, they're not doing it right. Their approach. But I also think that, you know, they probably, a lot of them, I hate to say this,
but can't read or write or spell.
Probably didn't have the mental fortitude to be able to fade the hate they were getting for so long. As a Yankee fan, for example, you grow up being hated. You know what I mean? It's just ingrained in you get it. So from the time you're old enough to understand the sport, you already know you're hated because of who you root for.
And Patriots fans. And yeah, like, there's just, you know what? And those, both of those fan bases are, I'm going to have to say it again, they both are officially retarded, but there's still kind of a class. I'm going to get crushed for saying this.
Oh, yeah.
Just to go off what you're saying, exactly, the Yankee fans, and this is like the older ones, but yeah, they've been hated for so long that, yeah, they are the dumbest, racist, most idiots wearing wool Babe Ruth jerseys. They're morons. But there's a thing about them that the Astros fans are still just too new money, and they had to like figure out how to be the villain, if we even are the villain. But yeah, it's been embarrassing.
I would agree with that.
But that being said, I'll trade embarrassing fans for, a stretch run like this is never, it's just never happened. And I don't quite think it's over. I know I've seen some people, that's kind of, there's like three schools of thought, and that's one of them, that it's just, it wasn't going to last 10 years of dominance. Well, I mean, we have the team to continue to do that. And then there's a team that's probably more rational. That's like us, that like this, why are we even talking about this? This is the Astros. They're going to do a San Antonio Spurs war of attrition type thing. And I wouldn't put my money against these guys. I don't care what their record is right now. And then the other ones just, they don't even understand the game. And they're brand new to baseball. And they're like, I don't know what innings are. And they're dumb.
They have the second worst record in the AL right now. But again, none of this really matters. You know what I mean? Like the team, they're hitting, they're top 10 in hitting, which you expect. They'll end the season.
God, they're leaving so many runners on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Abreu, I get it. Oh my God, bro. I saw somebody be like, can Caratini play first? Get John Singleton in there. And when I saw someone say, put John Singleton in at first, I wanted to throw my phone. I blocked that person and I lost my shit, bro. You will never, and I'm not a hater, okay? But you won't meet a person who dislikes John Singleton as a Major League Baseball player more than me. I am sorry. I took so much heat last year. A lot of these little fan bloggers and shit came after me because I was like, he just doesn't belong on a Major League roster. He's not a Major League hitter.
Yeah, great story. I can't believe. I know we needed another. They needed a little insurance at first base. That's the only reason. But the fact that he's on a roster is. And shout out to John Singleton. I love that he smoked pot. It was just like, nah, I'm just going to take less money and smoke pot. I do respect that. That's a fucking sick as hell. But no, he does not. Not only, maybe he deserves to be on a roster somewhere, but not on the a team like the Houston Astros. So I'm 100% with you. He's been overmatched almost in every single at bat. And I don't even know why Dusty was giving him at bats. We can't even get into that. You got to get out of here pretty soon here.
But you look, the team is going to hit, right? You're going to get probably all of the starters that we mentioned earlier back, if not at least four of them. I don't know. You never know what McCullers.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's a war of attrition, and you just gotta get in the playoffs. And
get
just those
starters back. Think about this: you're going to get JV back. You're going to get Fromber back. So then you're going to get
soon assume, too. I'm pretty sure.
Huh?
JV's soon.
Oh, JV's going to be back in.
He did get lit up the other
April.
Night on
it. He's going to be back by the end of the month, right? They said McCullers back by the All Star break.
We need the head. We need the head snake. We need the head of the fucking human centipede.
Yeah,
JV
and back by May, I think they said. So, you know, Javier is pitching well.
Framber's done for sure. That's definitely he's done for sure.
You think so? You think that's it? Yeah. I'm not worried about the back end of that bullpen. And the good thing is once you get these guys back, if you can get Garcia back by the All-Star break, which they seem to think he could be back. And God forbid if McCullers actually comes back, that's just found money. If
he's
going to
be fired up because he
has the second
to pitch.
Half of
if
the
he wants
season.
To continue his career, he has to pitch. So, I mean, and not like he's a competitor. He's a freak. He's going to go out there. So he wants to be out there. That's why it's not fair. But yeah, they are set up to actually have rested arms going into the stretch. And if we're being honest about it, but you got to survive. And right now they're not quite doing that yet.
And the big problem with this team is the bullpen, right? It's the back half of the bullpen. I mean, you go out and get Hader and he blows the first save opportunity. They're going to be fine. But that bridge to get to 7, 8, 9, actually it resolves itself and the entire bullpen solves itself once your rotation solves itself for two reasons. One, when the rotation is what it should be, you're not giving up seven runs in the third inning and then taxing your bullpen for the rest of the game because of it, right? Because you don't have Spaghetti Arrighetti up here blowing up and everybody else. You've
That's
actually
a Blair,
got a
Blair middle name, Witch Henley.
You've got a major league rotation going out there every day on the bump, right? But what it also does is some of these cats that are currently in the rotation, they get pushed to the middle of the bullpen. They get pushed into your middle relief. So some of those cats that are currently out here giving up runs in the middle of the game are now down in Sugar Land. And the guys that are here get pushed to the middle of it. So everything gets solved when these five guys that we mentioned earlier come back and join the rotation. So the team's going to hit. I'm not worried about that. Once they get that all-star cast on the IL,
chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
and exactly. Honestly, Kansas City has not been – that's not fun. That's not been great. But if we're being honest, the Yankee series was a couple of bad breaks and some bloops from being the other way around. They're scored more runs than the 2019 team. They're dealing with everything. The season just started. Shut the fuck up, people. Calm down. Just chill. That's and right. Everything doesn't have to be – a big thing. Just calm down. It's a long season. Chill. That's the one thing that about these new, we're getting really old head on them. But these new fans where they, and these, the Twitter reactionary, every single thing's got to have a reaction and be a thing. This is a baseball's chill. You sit there, you talk between innings. It's slow. It's a long thing. Fire Espada? Fire Espada is.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
Bro, that I block those people. As soon as I see somebody go, is a spot on the hot seat? Blocked and reported. You're a moron. How long have you been watching baseball? A week? Because, dude, I remember being in high school watching Bagwell and Biggio and hearing them go, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, because they were kings of.
They were dorks, too. And they were correct.
They were great at giving you the canned locker room speech to the media, but it was also the right thing to say. It is a long season.
Give it up for the Lord. Give it up for the Lord. I'm gonna put my head down, do what's best for the ball club.
We're taking just one pitch at a time, one game at a time, one inning at a time.
I don't need a player's fucking TikTok about what song is savage or whatever. There, I mean, I do appreciate the access. And that we get to know some of these guys. And I know you got to get out of here. You're ready for your show. So I do appreciate that. But there's something to be said for the professionalism and the lies and deceit of class of the 80s and 90s. Just like, just lie to my face. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want. I'm sick of this bullshit.
Well, listen, before I go, I know you're running me out of here, but I'm the co-host, so I get to ask questions too, right?
I'm trying to respect. I'm usually the color guy. I'm usually the one just yelling things.
I'm gonna drive a little bit here. If you didn't hear the news, because I know being there on the Diddy compound, I don't know if you have a lot of.
Honestly, a lot of gay sex. So it really, Diddy doesn't give us enough time. It's a lot of bad music and take that. It's like, dude, did you? Yeah, Bad Boy Records. Take that.
Yeah. The clues were there all the whole time, people.
His name's Diddy. Penis Diddy is actually short for penis. All right. Anyway. All right. We got him.
I don't know if you saw, because you know your internet is probably a few days behind there on the compound.
Gay porn streaming nonstop. So it's high bandwidth.
Orenthal J. Simpson passed away today.
I did not see that.
Yeah. What was your favorite OJ moment?
The murders.
That was what I was expecting. He leaped over that bench in the airport. That was just a classic OJ moment.
That's a good Y hurdle. Yeah.
When he saved the queen at the ball game that time.
Okay, well, I'm gonna change my. I don't like that the murders. I'm gonna change my answer. That
not
was
the
a reaction.
Best thing in the world.
It was what we got from it. It was the book that he wrote. That's obviously just him, literally saying exactly
just
what happened
from the hip,
which is hilarious. But no, my favorite thing is when he came back onto Twitter and he was just like talking golf and just like sports bets and like seemingly the nicest regular guy. Who's just like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna take Buffalo in the points and I'm gonna get out there. Y'all have a great, like, just like,
I don't know why you guys are tweeting mean shit all the time.
You have a blessed, I know, he just seemed like a sweetheart. And it's just like, well, I mean, so I think that he just had a temporary, he needed a Snickers that night and he just.
You know what it was like? It would be like if there was Twitter in the 60s, it would be like if Manson got a phone in prison and was just like, hey guys, I just read the most amazing book. And people were like, oh, that's great, Charlie. It'd be like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, like, are we supposed to just be cool with Charles Manson now?
Yeah, like, thank God the devil rules. Probably gonna listen to him. Murder, chaos. Yeah, thank God we didn't. Funny to think about those, just other eras of just Twitter. Yeah, Manson on tweeting out. Yeah, just good shit.
Oh my god.
But OJ, man, what a man, I don't even know. What a
it's
going to jail for the memorabilia,
yeah,
the clear murders, that some then that trial, everything about it.
Yeah, man. Well, you can say it now because used to you had to say allegedly because he could sue you, but can't sue you now, can he? Fucking murderer.
I'm getting mad at, I mean, that's, but I mean, they, yeah, that's just what a story. I'm sure the Lord is like, no, come on in heaven. He somehow charms the Lord too to get into heaven.
Yeah.
He, I mean, he would say what you will, charming guy, very believable, but obviously a murderer. And I didn't see that he died. Usually I have, I'm tuned into the obits, but yeah,
hold on.
That.
Let me,
so you got the break news on here. That's,
yeah. I saw it in my,
if you got tricked and we're ranting about this, I'm gonna be very upset.
Oh no, there it is. Dies from cancer. OJ Simpson dead at 76. Thank God. Cause then I was like, for a split second, I was like, you know, I am 49 years old, Patrick, and I am prone to falling for shit. Like, but I'm usually really good at it. I'm not like my parents. Well, my mom, my dad's dead. I would be really bad if my dad was still.
Yeah, mine are
for
morons.
Shit.
They're the dumbest shit now. But man, I could get tricked too, though. I'm starting to realize that I'm susceptible too, and I'm just like, oh yeah. No.
Like,
I think
see
I'm
something.
Smart, but I could get yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, shit, let me double check because we may have to edit that out. Just cut. But no, he died from cancer. So yeah, sometimes cancer is good.
Yeah, that's well, yeah.
So, you know, cancer did us a favor.
Well, now heaven's got another murderer now up there. He's up there slicing and dicing. But
cancer did us a favor this time. So there you go.
Yeah, that's one, two, I'm sure it's taking another one. But yeah, true. Well, I mean, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say anything disrespectful to the dead. Controversial character.
Fuck him.
I kind of get annoyed, even if it's somebody that is terrible and that people are on, it's Twitter people again. Rest in piss. It's like, dude, like stop. That's what a nasty thing to say. You know?
Are you one of those guys where you can separate his crimes from his football? Where you could be like, hey,
I
mean, man.
All crimes, yeah. I was
I'm
just
like,
right. Yeah,
you know what? I want to
say,
what,
if you're a monster, I will separate it. Yeah, me and my lady were driving around banging Kells the other night, just fucking Remix to Ignition without windows down, and people were looking and they were concerned. But
yeah,
man, yeah, that's how I do it.
Been around the world, nah, yeah, yeah. I look, I'm not giving up my P. Diddy and the Fam CD, bro. I'm just not ready to.
He kind of suck though.
I'm not ready to take it down to Sam Goody and get $2 for it. I'm still bumping it. I still have my pull-out radio, so
trying
I'm still
to think of. Well, okay, so he the Biggie "I Miss You" song, that's fine, but he didn't really do anything else.
What
for me?
Hush your mouth, Patrick.
I'm not a big. I just
it
never,
was
no.
Puff Daddy and the Family.
Yeah, I thought the Family needed to.
No,
stay.
He had the whole Puff Daddy. Hold on, and
yeah, but the Family, was Shine. Who? I mean, who was in the Family? Like a bunch of bozos.
Oh my god! I don't. It was Victory. Hold
yeah,
on.
That
Let's
sucks.
See. What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
No Way Out. I'm sorry. It was No Way Out was the album. All the tracks on there were.
I'm more of a So Def, Jermaine Dupri, and that crew. I aligned more with that, I think.
Puff Daddy and the Family No Way Out album was amazing. It was.
I had to have heard it, but I.
Been Around
I
the World. What You Gonna Do?
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
If I Should Die Tonight was good. Young.
I'm
G's.
Wrong on this. I'm man enough to admit that I'm wrong.
All About the Benjamins, Pain, Is This the End?
I'm an idiot. Yeah, of course I have that album.
Can't Nobody Hold Me Down, Been Around the World.
That's just, well, sorry, I just block out monsters and some people that are just.
No, I get it.
You know what I will take, and I do know you need to get out of here, but the Meek Mill slander. Not slander, he bailed on himself, which is very funny to get on Twitter and just. Yeah, if you're going to go on Twitter and say that you love women and pussy, like, that's not the best thing to do. So it was very funny that he was doing, like, that I like women. I don't like men's no more. I like women.
I like that.
I'm delivered.
Bro, when I saw that dude, I had to go Google him. Oh my! Have you Googled his whole story and watched videos of him?
Obviously, just I feel bad that he had to do that. He, obviously, a gay man was always gay. Yeah. Wait. I'm not gonna put on makeup. I'm not gonna carry a purse. I like. Oh, that's just. Oh man, I am delivered. That's best. I was watching that the other day.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I watched his guy. Whole. Yeah, he had to do a whole. He did like a whole backstory.
He's like a radio now or something. I think.
Huh?
I think he's a radio host now.
Is he
that guy? I think.
I know he did like a couple of different things, but he's still like, yeah, he was doing his.
One of my favorite all-time clips. That if you were just talking about something that will put me in a good mood, just seeing it, that's got to be on the short list.
But see, like with OJ, like forgiving him or setting aside what he did and just talking about on the field. You know who I'm like with that? Cosby. Which, and because how did you get into comedy? I'm like, man, I watched Bill Cosby's special himself when I was 8 years old, and it made me want to get into comedy. And yeah, I mean, I was just a huge Cosby fan, and that's
really, I've never gotten into it.
At 8 years old, I had the whole special himself memorized, and I would do it in my living room for people that would come to the house and. You know what I mean? Like, so that's when I realized I wanted to be a stand-up. So I grew up a fan of Cosby. Now, I found out he was a fucking weirdo and a deviant and a rapist, it was like, oh, that's gross. But comedian, he was one of the greats. I mean, Richard Pryor wanted to be Bill Cosby until, you know.
Maybe I didn't give him Richard his Pryor. Just due. Yeah, no, you're right. I don't think I ever gave him. I never paid attention to his specials and stuff. Obviously, I know that he's great, but I just never personally got it. But I also don't think I gave it the proper attention because I don't know. I just didn't get. I didn't really get it. But
in the end, fuck OJ, fuck Bill.
And honestly,
Cosby.
I mean, Bill Cosby. Well, he's the GOAT in multiple avenues for sure.
Yeah,
Bill GOAT. Both the two GOATs. Rest of is he not? He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Getting the guy out of prison. Shout out to Cosby. Yeah, we're gonna say shout out. We forgive him.
No, nope. Definitely don't forgive him.
Pretty bad what he did. No. All right, hey, you got a special on drybarcomedy.com.
Yep. If you like comedy, go check it out. It's family friendly. It's 100% clean comedy. That's what Dry Bar does. So you can go check it out. Believe it or not, yeah, I know you can't believe that because most of my comedy is filthy. But I did completely
really
clean.
Filthy. So. I don't think you're that filthy. I think you. I mean,
I curse a lot.
You really? I don't. I'm always paying attention to your material and how great it is. So I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm not. What? What was the thing that the 30 minutes you filmed? Was that for Riot? What was that?
I have the Dry Bar comedy special. That was filmed in September of 2021, or that was filmed in October of 2021. It dropped September of 2023. And that's then I recently filmed another special with House Party.
Yeah, that's what it was.
With Jacob Collier. And that's supposed to be coming out. I don't know when, but he's shopping that with like Comedy Dynamics and some other places. So hopefully that special comes out.
I was in the room for that. Yo, you crushed.
But that was a lot of fun.
You crushed. So keep an eye out for that. Check out the stream. You should also go over there. What time does your show come on?
I'm live 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So if you like sports and shenanigans and all kinds of adult humor, and I do shots and talk sports
Yeah,
and
it's the best.
It's like this, but for 3 hours. I have guests, and you've done the show before.
I have. Got to do it again. this was fun. Our listeners, if you don't go over there and show some damn respect, I will continue to not talk about baseball, and I'll release more in my podcast with me and W. Dude, thanks for coming on. This rules.
Appreciate you having me, man.
The Astros, we're still in. Are we still in the dominance? Is that your official prediction?
Yes.
Mine is to everybody shut the fuck up. We'll see what happens. We'll be in the playoffs. We'll be playing for it at the end of the day.
Yes, agree.
All right, man. Well, have a good show, and thanks again. And
this is the Streak Breaker right here, this shirt.
Hell.
Huh?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. I got this. There's this place in town that says that's like a coffee shop that has just like a bunch of cats running around. You just buy a cup of coffee and just sit it's in a
cat,
room.
We have a cat coffee place. All right, well, yeah. I'll have to get the info on that. That's so sick as hell.
It's called Catstro's. That's not the name of their spot, but yeah, this is to break the streak. So look for him to put up probably 10 to 12 runs tonight. So you're welcome, let's Astros fans.
He did it. He did it for us. All right, man. Yes. Well, appreciate it.
Appreciate you, homie.
Take care.
All right, bud.
Good riddance. To OJ, not you.
But it's one thing I love more than getting my pitch over the plate. And that is getting over this plate in Casa Ole. It's like a fiesta in Casa Ole. Casa Ole, fresh today, every day. Get a free child's play, free your sticker stuff from any Astros game. Casa Ole, fresh today.